Welcome to the Liberty Church podcast, brought to you by Liberty Church in Lula, Georgia. Today's episode, we'll be looking at upcoming events and church activities going on for the next month. Now, here's Pastor Eric.
Hey, Liberty family, Pastor Eric here. Man, here with another month of our upcoming church events and announcements for the month of December 2023. Can you believe it? We're almost to the end of another year. And man, we're excited to finish this one up. So if you're watching this, I know some of you are thinking, Pastor, I thought you was on sabbatical. What in the world are you doing? I want to go ahead and just tell you up front, I am recording this before I go on sabbatical. So got our church calendar out, made sure I had all the events that we have planned for December. So nobody get mad and say, you're supposed to be unplugged. I am. This is recorded. I'll tell you when it's recorded. I'm recording it right now on Tuesday, November the 14th. So after tomorrow, I'll be on sabbatical. And then if you're listening to this when it drops or the week of it dropping, I'll be seeing you this coming Sunday, December the 3rd. I'll be returning from our sabbatical and just cannot wait to see you all. So let me jump in really quick with our announcement. So talking about December the 3rd, hey, wanted to remind you, we are having our ownership class on that Sunday. I'll back. I've got everything prepared for that and ready to go. So if you have not signed up and registered, please go to our website, thelibertyfamily.com, and you will see the tab that says ownership. Just need to know if you're coming. I should have plenty of stuff printed. And I know we've already had some people signed up already. So this is simply something, if you are interested in what we do at Liberty and becoming a part of the Liberty family, get signed up for that. We'll be in there at 9 a.m. during the Sunday school hour. We'll be up in the block building behind the church. That's the church office. We'll meet up there. There'll be classes for your kids. If you got kids, they can go to their no groups while you come up and just hear all about Liberty. And we'll give you a lot of information. So if you're new with us, man, come and just check it out. Like I said, come into the class. Doesn't lock you in on anything, or we don't make you sign nothing just because you signed up the class. You're just coming because we want to give you the information. And then we want you to pray and seek the Lord and make sure that Liberty is the local church home that God wants you to be a part of. So come and be a part of that December the 3rd on that Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Then I want to tell all the ladies, remember the ladies' winter tea will be December the 9th, December the 9th. It's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. at the East Hall Community Center. There, each table costs $60, and they six people sit at a table. So you can either sponsor a whole table and then you decorate it yourself, or you can just buy a spot, $60, and for that table, $10 a spot, bring you some ladies with you and fill that up. And I know I'm butchering the details on this, so I'll tell you what, just for making sure we communicate correctly, make sure you see Miss Paige Ludwig, our women's ministry leader, and she can give you all the details. Send her an email, reach out to her through our Facebook page somehow, and she'd be glad to give you any more details. But the cutoff for that is December the 1st, so let them know that you're coming to that. Also, if you want to pay for that, you can go to our Easy Tithe through our website, and then the drop-down box you'll see should be a title that says Ladies Winter Tea, where you can pay for your spot to come and, man, just have a good time with our ladies, a good time of fellowship during the Ladies Winter Tea on, that is December the 9th. I wanted to also remind you that, hey, we're right in the middle of Christmas season, fixing to be jumping right into December with all of that. Our children have been practicing on Wednesday nights for the upcoming Christmas play. So don't forget, hey, if you haven't, bring your kids in on Wednesday night and let them be a part of that, that they will be doing on a Sunday morning before Christmas. On the 17th will be our Christmas play. So we look forward to always seeing the kids just play out the gospel story of when Christ came, put on flesh, and became one of us, so that he could become a sacrifice for us. So and be sure to do that. But on the 13th, on December 13th, on that Wednesday night, going to be having our Christmas party for our kids. So they're going to have a good night. That'll be kind of the last Wednesday night for, we'll take a couple weeks off. We're going to be taking the 20th and the 27th. There'll be no Wednesday night activities. We want you to have time to spend with your family, do things with them. We know a lot of activities in December is a very busy month just for families. And so we want to give you time to have some other time with your family during the holiday season. So don't forget about that. Also, just wanted to mention it here. I know Miss Amanda will be reaching out and Chad will be reaching out. But on December the 19th, we'll be having our Next Gen Appreciation Dinner. And this is a dinner just to say thank you to all of our volunteers that work in our children's ministry and our student ministry. So, man, we just want to just at the end of the year, just say a special thank you for all the time and effort that you put in to those ministries. So Miss Amanda should be getting in touch with you or Chad to let you know and invite you to come and be a part of that. If not, just please reach out to them and say, hey, what time do I need to be there? If you serve in either one of those ministries on Wednesday nights or Sundays, we just want to take just an evening just to say thank you. So just make sure you put that on your calendar. Also, the food pantry for December will be December right there before Christmas. So the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, actually doing 3 days. There'll be more information coming with some times. I'm pretty sure I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty sure it'll be 2 for $4 probably on that Thursday and Friday. And then our normal time, 8 to 10 on Saturday. So if you can come serve, please come serve as we're making an extra day to give, hopefully help people out during the holiday season that may be needing a little help with some food and things. So come and serve. Be listening for more details to come in the month of December on what times those serving opportunities will be. So one more announcement for December, and then I'm going to sign off here. But of course, Christmas Eve candlelight service. This year, Christmas Eve falls on a Sunday. So this year, what we'll be doing to just have a special time on Christmas Eve, we will be having our candlelight communion service during our morning gathering. So that Sunday, we won't have breakfast. We won't have groups. We'll just come for 1 hour from 10:15, our regular service time, 10:15 to 11:15 that morning a.m. And we'll just, have a time of just remembering the true reason for the season. And it's all about Jesus. So we want to really encourage you to be inviting some of maybe your unchurched friends, maybe some friends are that that they're looking for a place to go for Christmas services. We'd love for them. Just, hey, tell them it's just going to be an hour. And we'll be very prompt with our times because we value your time. We know there'll probably be a lot of people having dinners and things that day with Christmas Eve falling on a Sunday. But we're just going to come together for an hour on that Christmas Eve morning and just truly, worship together, have a special message for that Christmas Eve service, and then we'll take a communion together as we just remember, right? Because what communion is talking about is just the remembrance of what Christ has done. So, I cannot wait for that. Please invite someone to come. That'll be a family gathering, so we will all be in the sanctuary together since it's just an hour. I promise you the babies and the kiddos, they're not going to bother anybody. Just bring them with you and come celebrate Christmas Eve together with your church family. All right, church, I love you so much. Hey, like I said, recorded this for sabbatical, so don't need nobody yelling at me when I get back. But I hope to see you this Sunday, December the 3rd. I can't wait to be back with you, church. So, hey, keep fighting, win today, and as always, go light it up for the King. God bless, church. We'll see you Sunday. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Liberty Church Podcast. Please remember to subscribe and follow the Liberty Church Podcast on your podcast listening platform so you don't miss any sermons, announcements, interviews, or anything that we put out through this platform. God bless. Have a great day. And as always, go light it up for the King.